It's a World War II movie classic. The 1944 movie The Fighting Seabees with John Wayne and Susan Hayward tells the story of the creation of the United States Naval Construction Forces, better known as Seabees.
It certainly has more truth than poetry in it. It's a true representation of why we had to create the Seabees and how we went about it. There's a lot of history there. The love interest in all my years with the Seabees, I never ran into that part of it.
Bob Quinn was a Seabee for more than three decades, serving around the world. Quinn says the 70-year-old movie still hits home to this day in Ventura County because Port Hueneme is one of the first Seabee bases and the only original one still in use today. Quinn talks about the history of the Seabees, which were created because the Navy realized they needed construction crews which could work in dangerous war zones and not only build things, but defend themselves if necessary.
The Navy did not have anything like the Seabees prior to December 7th, 1941. We had already started to build some bases out there before the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor, and it was being done with civilian contractors. With the attack on Pearl Harbor, we recognized that we had to get those civilian contractors out of there because under the Geneva Convention, they had no protection and would not be treated as prisoners of war.
Quinn says the Navy realized it made more sense to turn trained construction workers into soldiers than try to teach young soldiers construction.
We had to create a military construction organization. We didn't need 18-year-old kids. We needed people who could do construction the day they got there. So we needed experienced construction men. We'd bring them in at the Navy and give them a rate based upon their experience. If we were going to send people out there to build, they had to have some military training, and they had to be able to defend themselves. They didn't need to go looking for trouble, but if trouble came, they should be able to take care of themselves.
The Seabees soon found themselves in the thick of things, especially in the Pacific War. They were often among the first to hit the beaches during the invasion of islands and would quickly go to work building airfields, ammo depots, and other facilities needed to support Allied military forces.
The Seabees were created as a temporary force, and when the war was over, the intention was the Seabees would go away. And in fact, we went from 325,000 people total Seabees during World War II. By 1946, we were down to 3,000. We were about to go to zero. And the Marines stepped in and said, we would never have crossed the Pacific if it hadn't been for the Seabees. And so they helped convince the Navy to make the Seabees a permanent part of the U.S. Navy in 1947.
Ventura County is not only home to some active Seabee battalions to this day, but has also become a hotspot for Seabee retirees. There's a lot of them that call this area home. The National U.S. Navy Seabee Museum is located next to the base. On Saturday night, longtime Seabee Bob Quinn will be on hand at the museum to host a free screening of The Fighting Seabees. The 5 p.m. event is free and open to the public, but with space limited, it's recommended that you call the Seabee Museum to make a reservation. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.